The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Aprovisol from BASF, Premium Ag Solutions, Corteva Agrisciences, Sess Vanderhoff, Vive Crop Protection, H&S Manufacturing, and by Syngenta. Beet growers in the Southern Valley and in Southern Min are planting sugar beets, while the Northern Valley is still a few days away. Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative Vice President of Agriculture Todd Giselius says this week in April is right on par with their average start times.
This third week in April is kind of our long-term average planting date. So we're going to, if we get as many beets as I think in this week, we're going to be in really great shape here.
Extension sugar beet agronomist Tom Peters says weed control also must be thought of as you're planting.
I think we're at a real interesting calendar date. We're working primarily against a weed that germinates and emerges the end of May, water hemp. And I like to establish a deadline as to when farmers need to plant and use a pre-emergence herbicide. And the idea being, don't take on the risk of not knowing for sure when your beets are going to get to the two-leaf stage and you can apply some of the lay-by treatments. So that date is the 27th. So what that means is that if you are going to plant after the 27th of April and you are in water hemp country, the safest route might be to use a pre-emergence herbicide, and that'll ensure that you have protection against the early emerging water hemp.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Sess Vanderhoff, Vive Crop Protection, Provisol from BASF, Premium Ag Solutions, and Corteva Agrisciences.